Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I'm feeling this, Landfill.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
That's the effect White Brian has on people. All right. Yo, between that song, they were playing Whitney Houston in the kitchen this morning. There's a lot of vibes out there. B, I want to talk about a number of things, but let's shout out the stream. Who was first? Anybody check?
LL.
Like he was rocking bells.
LL was on before the show started.
Said, raise hail. Appreciate you, LL. I want to go through some of what we heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn yesterday. Let's start with this Marshawn Lattimore discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Landfill. Adam Peters asked about Marshawn Lattimore's play this season.
Yeah, Marshawn, he came into a tough situation. He did. And he was injured when he got here. And so anytime you come into a new team and you're injured, it's really hard to integrate, you know. And plus you're coming in at the end of the season. So at the same time, you're rehabbing, you're learning a new defense, you're trying to meet new teammates. And so it was a tough situation for him to come in. But what was cool was, we saw him get better and we saw him get more acclimated, not only to the defense, but to his teammates. And so really excited for him to have an off season with us and really learn the defense from the ground up and really have that full runway of training camp and leading into the season. And looking forward to that.
Tend to think that's the truth.
Yep.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't think Adam does a lot of just blowing smoke. Looking forward to it. Now, let's be real. Something can change. Somebody in somebody's camp can say something wrong, and you're like, okay, well, we're not going to deal with this then. So.
They did rework the deal. Like, there could be some cap savings. I feel like a lot of people just don't think he's going to be here next year. I don't agree with that. I think they traded him to be a part of this for the long term.
But everything he said makes sense. You're rehabbing. You're away from a team, per se. And you come in and you're trying to learn, rehab and learn. And they don't want to put you out there when you're not healthy. Then you finally get out there where you're going to be rusty. So if you get a whole offseason, things can look different, you know? So I just know what he's capable of, and we have to throw the thing out there when he's healthy.
I tend to agree. I think there's a dude on their staff that I doubt most people have not heard of at all. I want to get his exact title because it's an interesting title. Dylan Thompson, the senior director of team support and advancement.
Okay.
I don't know how you describe what his role is, but there are people that swear by him helping their career on the human side. Mm-hmm. He was with Detroit for the last few seasons. He had been in Houston. If you do a Google search on Dylan Thompson, the things different players have said about him.
Is he someone that kind of gets you on that mental track?
Get your mind right.
Yeah, because, like, listen, man, I think we look at athletes and we think that, hey, man, the athletes, they're supposed to play that. But you know what they do? They have the same damn issues that you have. They have family problems. They have personal problems. They have things that haunts them from when they were younger. A lot of times, athletes have made it because they were running from something from their past.
Dylan Thompson, have you ever heard of a fella that plays for the Houston Texans by the name of C.J. Stroud?
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud said the following, "I think I grew tremendously, man. I know he's going to be mad at me for this. Dylan Thompson, oh my gosh, Dylan is one of the best human beings that I've ever met in my life. There's a ton of people, great people in this organization, but DT has been the main person. You talk about a brother like to somebody who loves you no matter what happens on the field, you can feel that. I just appreciate that, and now he's going to be mad at me, but man, he's a great person, and really one of the reasons why I feel like we were very successful this year."
You know, I heard that actual interview with C.J. Stroud talking about that dude.
When you're talking about winning on the margins, it's stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe, I have no idea that he'll make any impact with Lattimore, but the part that I thought really rang true in Peter's comments about Lattimore was saying we really want him here for an offseason. We want him to be a part of our organization for a while. And I think, let's see how that works.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes you got this person you can trust, and you open up to them.
And then, you know, you can trust the whole building.
Like, they may find out what makes him lash out all the time at stuff. It may be just the way he played, but it may be something that makes him act that way. And if that guy can help him get a hold on that, you know, hey, we'll see.
I asked Dan Quinn a question because I am really curious. In 2016, DQ and the Atlanta Falcons went 11-5, went to the Super Bowl. Everybody's aware of what happened in that Super Bowl game, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, he lost the majority of his offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed pretty much everybody to go. There were situations he could have blocked guys. He didn't. I think that team really suffered because of that. I think he built things differently here in Washington because of that. Number three on DQ, Lanfill, I asked Quinn how prepared he was for the coaching carousel this time.
Yeah, you better be prepared, right? Because as a staff, if you do well, then those are some of the things that take place from that. And we do have a deep crew, and that was part of the plan all along, that if those moments happen, we'll be ready to adjust. Not only do we develop the players here, Adam and I, we also want to develop coaches. And so, like, everybody in here, like, how do we get better? Where do we go? And so we dig in hard on those. As far as what is this, you know, more speculation for us, but that is our plan of how we do things. We develop people here.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they built a gigantic staff with a lot of veteran coaches, as well as, I think, some really sharp young minds to try to develop their own.
They were just like they want the players to be prepared, coaches in front office got to do the same thing, because when you play well, and let's say that the players that play well happen to be right at the end of that contract, or a veteran guy who still has a lot to go, teams try to pick those people too, you know? And if the coaches are being picked the same way, you don't want to just lose all your talent and don't have nothing behind them. So you want to make sure you build. And when you look at them on that roster, they basically have somebody to back up everybody. You know what I mean? Because their roster is huge.
But
of coaches.
The other part of it is, I think it's highly possible they lose some of the guys further down the roster. Like, we all go into the offseason knowing the locker room's going to be different. Mm-hmm. Players are going to get paid to go elsewhere. I mean, Jeremy Chinn, would you be shocked if Jeremy Chinn gets a 3-year deal somewhere with the way he played this year? Like, there are going to be guys with heavy markets for their services. And that's going to happen further down their roster, too, like on the coaching side of things. So I think we got to all mentally prepare ourselves for that. Certainly the name discussed most is Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters was asked about Cliff Kingsbury's status going forward. We'll tell you what he said when we come back. It is Beamish and Finley.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.